The iconic one himself. He has led the way of service in Albany for 44 years, ladies and gentlemen. Now, personally, I will always remember him as leading off the baseball season of the North Shore Little League in Rocky Point. He did that for so many years, and I liked him way back, even when he did that. Yep, his name is Ken LaValle. Nice enough to give us a couple of minutes this morning. Senator, how are you?
Incredible. Thank you.
How about that? Remember the old days of the North Shore Little League?
Absolutely. And I'm not sure I've gotten invited yet, as the invitations have gone out. But if I have, I will attend that, because that's, well, starts a lot of things. Spring and all those good things that we do in the warm weather.
It's about it. Great to have you. Listen, 44 years. That's a pretty good number. What was the deciding point? Give me an idea, time frame wise, Senator. When did you decide, you know what, 2020 is my final year here? And what was the main reason?
Actually, I'll tell you the story. In July, I was at an event, and the wife of one of my colleagues, who were under a big tent, said to me, "Aren't you tired of driving up and down the thruway to go to Albany?" And that was the first time that I thought about, well, maybe it is time to consider not running for re-election. That was the event that triggered my cogitating or thinking about whether I should seek re-election. And the political calendar was changed so that that decision was moved up to this period of time.
That'll do it every time, man. You get caught in traffic, all those times. I can't even imagine how many trips you must have made, my goodness. But yeah, you're right. You know, it kind of it grates on you without question. Now, let's go back. Let's go into modern times right now. You know, I mean,
yep.
How much of your decision, if any, you've been through this before, but to me, Senator, you know, I'm doing this a long time. I see a big divide up in Albany these days. We know it's all Democratic right now, decision-making. We know, you know, you got this cash bail deal going on right now. You know the deal. It is the hottest topic I've ever seen. But give me an idea. You get a sense of the divide up there, and did that have any role in your decision-making this year?
Not really. No, not really. But I would tell you, and several people have interviewed me, and there is a difference in the collegiality, the interaction with colleagues as opposed to years ago. So, but I would say that not really what's going on now. As a matter of fact, you know, I have just about a year left in my term. So, you know, we will deal with a lot of the, as you would put them, modern issues. And, you know, this bail issue is really become a hot potato. And a lot of people who voted for this are running away, and you will see amendments to that law.
But, Senator, you know as well as I do, you need a full repeal going on here. You can't have little tweaks here and there. It's too egregious. You know, of a law right now in the negative way. You know, when I hear one of your colleagues, Anna Kaplan, coming through with you know, mental health awareness, you know, maybe giving judges that type of no, you can't do that. You must give judges full powers back. They have stripped them, this law, Senator. I don't know if you agree, but they have stripped judges of their power. They have no maneuverability right now as far as on the bench. It's disgraceful. And you're going to tell me now that if somebody is mentally impaired, the judge will decide, and here we go. No. I mean, is anybody of the right frame of mind when they commit any criminal act? No. So, you know, in essence, it, to me, it's just window dressing. But, you know, these tweaks here and there, not going to cut it. You need a full repeal. Do you think there'll be a full repeal?
There could be. I certainly, the Republicans, my colleagues, Republican colleagues, are all for a repeal. So we'll see. We'll see. You know, all you need is in Senate districts, people coming out and killing other people, then you will begin to see, like a hot potato, people say, oh, you know, this is not such a good idea. So just to be straight, I did not vote for this, and I believe we should repeal it, start over, and see what we need to do. If there are things, issues of equity and fairness, then they should be addressed.
But, you know, they're never addressed, even locally, you know, with the red light camera laws and everything else. And, you know, I've said this for a long time. You know, you spend $250,000 on a study and shows that some of the major intersections, you have a 60% increase in accidents. What does that tell you? It tells you that you need to caucus with the other side. Instead, that doesn't happen. I kind of correlate that to what's happening in Albany with this. Sometimes it's difficult for the Carl Hastings and the Andrea Stewart Cousins to admit wrongdoing here in this thing. I find that to be a common denominator in politics these days. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I think for our listeners, they need to understand that things have changed in terms of the majorities that are now more urban-oriented in thinking, and not as suburban and rural thinking. So, elections do have consequences. And so we're beginning to see things that people are starting to take up and notice. You know, how the hell do people ever vote for them? So you're going to see on this issue of bail, you're going to see significant changes. I will tell you, our leader, John Flanagan, has been awesome on this issue. And I think people will back away. Senator Kaplan may have... you know, she starts listening to her constituents. That is will govern how she will address this issue in days that come forward.
Listening to State Senator Ken LaValle. He started way back, ladies and gentlemen, 1976, if I have the year right. 44 years he has served.
That's right.
And calling it a career after 2020. You know, I will always, not only will I always think of you of the Little League days at North Shore opening up the season, but I've known you a long time, Senator. I'm going to always remember you for your constituent service, your work as far as the you know, the Pine Barrens. I'm going to always, especially education. I don't know anybody better as far as bettering the schools in and around Long Island. As you kind of reminisce, what was the top of the line topic for you to address in all your years of service and success that you've had? Is there a moment in time, a category that you have kind of favored over the years?
Well, I think, you know, I came out of education. I was a classroom teacher and school administrator in the Middle Country School District. So education has always been near and dear to my heart. But land preservation has also been very, very near and dear. And so came about the Pine Barrens Preservation Act, the Farmland Preservation Act, because the good Lord is not making new land, you know, and we've got to preserve it. I said to myself, when I look east, I want to make sure that I'm not seeing a vision of when I look west. And so I think land preservation, open space, will dictate the quality of life that we have. Because even though people live in the West, they come east to enjoy the environs of the East End. Pumpkin season, oh my goodness! You know, Jay, the Sound Avenue. I mean, it's people are lined up from one end of Sound Avenue to the other to buy pumpkins, and but people enjoy the open space, the farmland, the very things that define why they moved so long now.
Without question, State Senator Ken LaValle with us for a couple of minutes. And I'll say this, you know, over the years, you know, the teaming up with Assemblyman Fred Thiel, who represents the first Assembly District, I got to be honest, and I've said this all along over the years, Senator, I don't know of a better tandem out there in the world of politics than you and Fred. I mean, together, you have put together so many bills, so many pieces of legislation. Did that just come about because over the years, many conversations in Albany found yourselves pretty much on the same page? How did that relationship kind of start out? Because it really is of iconic fashion at this point in time.
Fred started working for a member of the Assembly as an intern. And I got to know him. I was director of the Senate Education Committee, I believe, at the time. But Fred is just a great guy. We've become close personal friends, and we have worked together, same ideology in terms of preservation, whether it be the Pine Barrens or the Community Preservation Fund. We just enjoy working with one another, and we are guys that keep our eye on the ball and the task at hand, and work together. I trust Fred implicitly, so I know he covers my back, I cover his, but there's one thing we're working for: the people of the East End. And that is our commonality, our glue, our bond. And it's great working with someone like Fred, who you've known and seen grow from an intern forward to a member of the State Assembly.
said it for years. There's no harder working guys than you and Assembly Mathieu. I'll tell you that much. You know, one last thing, you know, and again, you know, you started back in the mid 70s. You have seen changes in and around. You mentioned a key thing just now, and that is for the people. I think a lot of people, a lot of times, Senator LaValle, and tell me if I'm wrong, politicians forget that. You know, I look at what was going on in the mid-70s when you started out, and I look at what we have today. You know, I look at the progressive, which is a word used a lot in politics right now, which is not a good, it's not a good word. But I look at the progressive nature. We see it on the national stage. We, and I call it the trickle-down effect of what we see in the state level, even into the localized level of Nassau and Suffolk counties. You know, and I'll ask you this, how did we get that way? It never used to be like this back in the mid-70s, 80s, even the early to mid-90s. My goodness, the changes we have seen in the political landscape. And I'll ask you this, how did we get there? How did we get to where we are today? Because it's a completely different ballgame right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Well, I think it is a temporary trend, but everything's about the people. You've heard me say, first district first. That means the people that I represent in the first district, they control my thinking. And I would say to you that you will see people say, whoa, wait a minute. You're moving too far to the left. Slow down. And people will understand that because there are consequences to election. And so I would say to you, you know, we were talking about bail reform, and there's an example of moving too quickly, too fast, to remedy a problem. But I would say to you right now, those people who call themselves progressives are feeling a lot of energy. And that's why it's important that I speak out on these issues on shows like yours and do other things to make sure that where I feel in the first district, the majority of people are, that their views are being represented. And by the way, I will represent my district until the last moment that I leave office.
Without question. Senator LaValle with us. Two quick ones before we let you go, Senator. I really appreciate the time. A successor in the first. You know, I kind of look at trends. You know, if you do research, you know, you go back to the Obama days when he carried the district. And for that matter, you know, I look at Senator Gillibrand. You know, in 2018, I look at, and she won, what, 60% of the vote? The governor won the district with 51% of the vote. I even look at a congressional nominee back in the day of Perry Gershon. He received 50% of the vote. I think that's the number. And I'm just wondering, from your mindset, you know, these trends, you've held this seat for 44 years. You know, is do you sense a possible opportunity of a flip here in this first senatorial district? I mean, you know, I look at it, even a senator like state senator like Monica Martinez now, who flipped the nearby district, what was it, the third district in 2018. Do you get a sense of something of that nature at this point in time, of a possible changing of the guard regarding party lines here?
Well, of course, anything is possible, but I think when you look at the issues and where the Republicans stand on the very issue we've spent some time on, bail, you know, I'm going to say to those individuals who, Republicans, just jump on this issue and make sure that people understand the difference between you and your opponent. you and the difference in where the majority point of view is, which is an urban point of view versus a suburban rural point of view. And I would say, you know, the guy who's really, I always chuckle, Fred Thiel is a good predictor of elections. But I would say to you that a Republican candidate has the issues on their side. And if they run on the issues, they will be elected.
So, listen, that's a good point. You mentioned the cash bail stuff. If that isn't the fuel for fire, I don't know what issue it could be, quite frankly. One last thing. So as you look ahead, and you're going to be working, I know you will, to the final day of 2020 in December, without question there. What will one of the first things Ken LaValle would want to do in his free time come 2021? What is it? The one thing that'll be, listen, I know you love the constituency and everything else. You're going to miss the people beyond. That's a no-brainer. But what about the life of the state senator once he gets into civilian life? What's the one thing you are going to embrace once you don't have to make all those trips down the New York Thruway? What would it be?
My wife and my companion, Winston, who's a cockapoo, a 32. Well, he gained some weight, I think his mother was telling me. But, spend time with my family, you know, my daughter and grandchildren. But my makeup is one that I have to be working. I have to be busy. And so looking forward to doing some writing. And maybe looking at what's happening from an academic standpoint. So I look forward to another chapter in my life, but I will be very active and hopefully present in some way, you know, in terms of commenting on the political scene. One of my former colleagues and now friend, Jerry Kremer, does a lot, you know, in terms of writing and lecturing and TV and radio shows on politics. And I would like to do some of those things. But you know, if you've been in the business for 44 years, you've gained some points of view and things that are valuable. So we'll utilize that and share as much as we can.
Well, listen, I'm going to throw an invitation out to you. You can come in anytime you want as far as our radio show here and co-host with me. Maybe you can do a little bit of sports for me in the morning. Okay, I'll throw that out. Would you like that?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, listen, you know, we say it to veterans a lot in thanking one for their service, and we certainly thank you for yours, 44 years, and we thank you for a couple of minutes this morning, and hopefully we'll have a few more conversations before you hang them up. How's that?
Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Good. Yes.
All righty.
Good. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Senator. State Senator Ken LaValle, 44 years, ladies and gentlemen, hanging them up as we round out 2020.